number of things to talk about today, as usual. The world is a wonderful place, an interesting place. And so we spend this hour on the Good Day program going through the top topics, not necessarily the top topics that you can get everywhere else, but things that are going on that may be connected to the events of the day and the people of the day that are in the focus. Isaac and the hurricane. It's near New Orleans. I was watching a newscast last night, and the reporter was standing, and I think I recognized where she was. I've been in New Orleans, I don't know, half a dozen times, I think, and each time it's a neat place to go for a while. I wouldn't want to live there, but in terms of the hurricane, she's standing on the corner. The winds are blowing 70-something miles an hour. And this is how foolish, I guess, really, the story wasn't the storm, because we all know what the storm is. The storm's a lot of wind, a lot of rain, and so that's it. What else do you have to tell? If the levees break, then that's another story. Other than that, 16 inches of rain may fall. The surge will be 4, 5, 6 feet, because the storm, I guess the prediction is it'll stop, or almost come to a stop, right over New Orleans and just dump. Just, can you imagine all that rain?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
So, anyway, but these reporters are down there from the local stations and the networks all over the country. And what, other than the drama of actually seeing the reporter out in the wind, in the rain, getting blown around, it was amusing. You didn't learn a darn thing from it, but you were amused that somebody would be silly enough to be standing outside with a microphone in pouring rain. Rich McFadden is here from the Good Day staff, and as a technologist, he can explain to you what happens if water hits a microphone.
Not a pretty sight.
Holding it, you want to go for a ride. That's she had plastic all over the microphone and the microphone cord. It's silly, and we've come to expect this stuff. It's like dancing.
You know,
with
my
the
favorite
stars.
Thing when, right. when they're out doing storm coverage.
Right, it's on the spot recording or
it's
reporting.
When they're there and the storm's not quite there yet, but they're trying to make it seem it's really.
Oh, it's coming! It's coming! It's going to be terrible!
And,
it's awful!
And they're trying to make it like they're out there in these dangerous conditions.
Awful!
And they're on the beach and the waves are
here
crashing.
It comes. Look
and
up
the
in
wind
the sky.
And all this stuff. Yeah. And then you see a family of four with two little kids and their little teeny dog walking
right,
the beach
right.
behind them. Love that. Love it.
Anyway, so it is a wide storm, has tropical storm force, winds stretching 185 miles from its center, and it's slow moving, and that means that the water that comes from the storm will be difficult to deal with there, that's for sure. But again, the news media, it's the anniversary of Katrina. Look out! It's going to blow the city away.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's awful. It's foolish.
And again, we talked about this yesterday, I think it was. You know, there's a fine line between better safe than sorry and
you are right.
scaring people to death just for ratings.
For nothing. That's all.
Well, not for nothing, for ratings.
Well, okay. Drama makes the advertising
it sells.
Value of the spots more to the liking of the ownership. That's really what that's all about. Documents have been obtained from the CIA and the Department of Defense describing meetings and communications with the director of a film about the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden. The picture, which is coming out in December, is called Zero Dark 30, Richie.
Ooh.
Is it December? I think it's December. Maybe late October. It's one report I said is coming out just before the election.
Not the one based on the book.
No. But Spielberg book. The Spielberg deal, I think, is yet to be actually made from the fellow who wrote the book.
The SEAL, whose name is Bissonnette.
So who? Where did this story come from?
That,
is this just kind
this
of
is
like
is
a,
apparently.
The government cooperated with the makers of the film, the director of the film, in order to make it look good for Obama.
Right.
And so this is going to come out. It was originally scheduled. This is the controversy, I guess, or at least part of it. First part of the controversy is, and did the info come from inside?
Yeah, why would the government give inside details
to a movie maker?
To a movie maker.
All right. And then the second part of this is, originally scheduled for release in December, Now it looks like it'll come out in late October.
Really?
Right.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
The documents, let's see here, Freedom of Information Act request, I'm reading through some of that material now, describe how the administration gave unusual access to agency information to the people who were making the movie. One would wonder whether the movie makers promised. I mean, this is, you're leaving yourself open for that question just by doing it.
Sure.
You were going to give you special treatment, favorable treatment, because you're going to do a movie that makes us look good.
Right.
Well, we're going to get...
Just before the
election. Biden before the election. Is that the October surprise?
Is
there something else?
You know what? Just a new way of playing us all.
Right. 800-510-8255. The Presidential Campaign Fund, financed supposedly by voluntary contributions from taxpayers, but actually it's an earmark of taxes paid.
What?
Federal Election Commission and Green Party candidate Jill Stein can withdraw $100,000 from the Treasury because she met the minimum requirement of raising at least $5,000 in each of 20 states. So far this year, the FEC has also sent $351,000 to former Governor Buddy Romer in Louisiana and $230,000 to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who's running as the Libertarian Party candidate.
Right.
So you can really abuse this process. That's the point there. Not as it applies to Johnson, because he's a legitimate candidate, but these other people ran and then stopped, and now they're going to be able to get money from you that didn't come in through the checkoff. It's regular federal funds, not checkoff money. How is that right?
This isn't the checkoff money?
No, it isn't checkoff money.
So who gets the checkoff money? You know, when you
the checkoff money
get a dollar.
Goes to the two major candidates. Once again, the Republicans and Democrats have rigged this thing so that they get the money. And the third party candidates don't, but there's a hole in the law, apparently, which requires that these people, if they match, get, or they raise X number of dollars, they get matching funds from the feds. So the feds mean you and me, not X. Not from the presidential, what's this, the checkoff fund. Ridiculous. Man, more than ridiculous. Just another way of getting used and abused because things have gotten so big. So
there's so much money out there. Why not use it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. So this goes back to my suggestion last week, Richie. I don't know if you were here when I was talking about how we ought to set the standard, cut the number of people in Congress in half. And if we're being required in our homes and our businesses to cut spending, to cut budgets, then why isn't the federal government or any government doing that? Why don't we cut the size of the staff, Congress, Senate, cut it? I think that we went through numbers and came up with about $40 billion in savings if you cut the Congress, the size of Congress in half. Isn't that something over the course of however many years?
Who would be there to manage all of this and serve us?
You're doing such a great job. Thanks, Rich, for the question.
How would we?
How could we
get
survive?
By? Yeah.
All right. Here's the final sort of political connection here. If you have not, this is really something that is worth your consideration. And I hadn't really put this together until I saw it sort of staring me in the face. You'll recall that I became friends with Shmuley Batek. You remember he was on the program?
Yeah, the rabbi.
Rabbi, right.
Talks
exactly.
About relationships and stuff
right.
A lot. Yeah.
Now, did you know he was running for Congress in New Jersey?
No, but that should be interesting.
Well, this guy who gave Newt Gingrich, what, $4 or $5 million, his name is Sheldon Adelson.
Okay.
He's giving... Apparently, he gave already Rabbi Batek $500,000 for his campaign. $500,000 in this New Jersey congressional district to help elect
for a congressional race
seat.
Wow,
$500,000
donation.
Anybody can give anything they want. You want to know how corrupt things are? And I don't. Shmuley's an interesting guy. One of the most self-serving people I think I've ever met in my life. He was friends with... He always made friends with whomever. Right, yeah, maybe he does. Yeah. And so he and Uri Geller who is a very close friend of mine. We're friends, and I think Uri introduced us, as a matter of fact. And then he wanted to get on my program, and as soon as he found out I wasn't doing politics anymore, you never hear from him again.
Okay,
that's all right. Still an interesting character. Does he belong? He certainly represents a number of Hasidic Jews in the country who, you know, we have a large number in New York and Los Angeles and other places on the coast. You won't find too many of them in Des Moines, but he represents a constituency. And so ought he, if he's elected, he ought to be there. But to have $500,000 thrown into the pot from somebody who lives in Las Vegas, what do you think is going to come out of that? And it just shows you, again, how corrupt the system is. And that's why, that's part of the reason that I like doing this top topic hour, because you can dig around in stuff like this and have people shake their heads and wonder what's happened to America. Good question. 800-510-8255. You can comment on Richie's comments or my comments or some of the things that are here. Or maybe you can bring us a little interesting, an additional flair for the subject matter. You're welcome to certainly join by participating on the phone at 800-510-TALK or email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich. Is it? It's Rich at DougStephan.com.
It is.
Wouldn't be Richard. Yes. All right, let's have some delicious pink lemonade.
Mm.
It's called, it's more than just delicious pink lemonade. This product boosts your energy, promotes healthy cholesterol levels, promotes healthy blood sugar levels, promotes a healthy cardiovascular system overall, and a healthy immune system. So you don't have to worry about the flu, lots of other things. It's called Body Trim, and it's available by going to DougStephanTeam.com, where you can get all kinds of things that are nothing but healthy for your life. You want to extend your life, then you want longevity products. It's a sensible plan. The various things that support and promote your body, there are 94 of them, I think, available for you to use. Find them, try them. The weight management program that's available at longevity, you can get through DougStephanTeam.com to order any of these products. You go online, you go to DougStephan.com and look for the team logo. You can call 855-309-TEAM to order this product or many other products and to start a little business of your own. This is your secret to success and your road to good health. It really is. 855-309-8326 or online, check it out at DougStephanTeam.com.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Now let's throw it over to Maria Frazier for a check on weather on the 10th.
Thanks, Nick. The Labor Day week is going to be a beauty with nothing but sunshine and appliance savings across the area, including deals on refrigerators, washers, and dryers.
Deals on the top 10 appliance brands don't show up just anywhere. Head to the Sears Labor Day event now and get up to 30% off appliances, plus save an extra 5% with your Sears card.
So keep that umbrella handy. It will be raining savings.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid.
800-510-8255. What in the blue blazes is going on here? You can talk about it for this, and everybody else who's listening to Good Day. It's 21 past the hour.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Today, the Mitt Romney and the Republican National Convention organizers paid the rock band Journey $500,000 to perform at a private fundraiser in Canada. Hired Journey for $500,000. See, who says Republicans aren't helping seniors? Right there. Right there. That's a classic. Yeah. Well, are you surprised? Are you surprised that Romney hired Journey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with all his outsourcing experience, I thought he'd go with Foreigner. You think that would have been... Well, Journey did play Romney's theme song, Any Way You Want It, That's the Way You Need It. And... No.
There's a new website. I thought this was interesting. A new website that allows you to support Prince Harry by posting a naked photo of yourself. Yeah. Yeah, the website's called Extremely Gullible Girls Gone Wild.
A lot of very interesting pictures that have shown up on the internet of Prince Harry. We all know about the nakedness. I saw one yesterday, Richie, of him standing with the rest of the royal family. He's naked, and the rest of them. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's been going around on Facebook. Really funny.
Pretty funny stuff. I mean, come on.
You know
what's the big deal? It's fun.
It's
nothing. Nobody's hurt.
Hey, listen.
Nobody's hurt.
If my older brother were going to be the prince, and pretty much my job was just to...
That'd be horrible.
Yeah. I'm going to go have fun. I'm going to Vegas. Sorry.
Yeah. See you in Vegas. 26 past the hour. Wednesday, the 29th of August, is upon you and upon all of us here. The top topics of the day. A lot of people are talking. I don't know that this is a surprise to anybody that Oprah tops the list of Forbes magazine's highest earning celebrities, fourth year in a row for that. She doesn't have her talk show. But she does have her own, get it, Richie, her own network.
And my wife logs a good bit of time on the OWN network.
Good. All right, so she made $165 million last year. Not a bad deal.
No.
Let's go through the top 10, the list of people who are extraordinarily rich. Oh, I don't know, is extraordinarily rich? Is that the...
The richest people?
Yeah, well, people, the top 10 list of the people who are... doing well. Doing well by producing, directing, and hosting programs, et cetera, et cetera.
Is this celebrities?
Yeah, these are all the celebrity, highest paid celebrity list.
Okay. Number 10.
Number 10 is music producer, television personality Simon Cowell, made $90 million last year.
Okay.
Number 9.
Movie producer George Lucas, who made $91 million last year, and he didn't even... What did he do? He's just got all that stuff.
Old DVDs, over.
Exactly.
Comic books.
Yep.
Number okay. 8.
Author James Patterson made 94. I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
Why am I missing? What did he write? His name doesn't even come
my
to the
mom
surface.
My mom reads all of his books.
Well, so. What are they? What kind of books are they?
Ask my mom.
Number 7.
Howard Stern made $95 million last year.
Really?
Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Tyler Perry made $105 million dollars last year.
Oh, man, they clean up.
Number 5.
Dr. Dre... made $110 million last year.
All right.
Number 4.
Jerry Bruckheimer made $115 million last year.
At every TV show in the country.
Number 3.
Steven Spielberg made $130 million last year. And I don't even know what
glad
did he...
to see Lucas and Spielberg are still in the top 10.
Number 2.
Director Michael Bay, second on the list, made $160 million. What did he direct last year that was that good? Why am I
didn't
missing?
Didn't the Transformers that? Come out last year?
Was that a Transformers? Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah,
number
yeah.
1.
Number 1 is Oprah. Makes most of her money from producing Dr. Phil and Rachel Ray these days. So that's the story. The top 10 from Forbes magazine.
I'm rich!
Yeah. That's 28.
I want mine!
I know, yeah, of course. 28, he made $38 million last year. He's not
that's a pittance.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. A recent study showed that hotels aren't doing so well when it comes to customer satisfaction. Now, the most recent J.D. Power survey shows that overall guest satisfaction has dropped since last year. And in some categories, like checking in and food and beverage, they're at all-time lows. In my opinion, a hotel doesn't have to have over-the-top service or roll out the red carpet upon arrival. It's how the staff recovers from a situation that really makes the difference. But here's what really annoys people, and I actually have to agree. It's called nickel and diming, especially when it comes to charging for internet. It's perceived as simply taking advantage of guests, particularly when it's bundled into a so-called resort fee. Overpriced minibars, mandatory gratuity fees, these are all the charges that make people, well, crazy. A hotel is better off being transparent and raising its rates instead of nickel and diming its customers. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com. A celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa! Looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
They're ready for the day. The Doug Steffen way is to go through the top topics, things that you may not know as much about as you would like to, or, you know anything. Sometimes I run across things that I didn't know, and I'd like to think that people like me who do this sort of thing are fairly well informed and just run across so much information every day. Sometimes it gets sifted through, sometimes it gets screened, sometimes it gets lost. And so keep digging to find out things that you may not know about. For example, if you live in Michigan, and even if you don't, this is probably pretty interesting because I'm expecting this is going to be a drive that will have some legs around the country. The election in November will see Michigan voters asked to approve a revision to their state's constitution, which confirms, Richie, that both public and private employees have a right to engage in collective bargaining that determines their wages and working conditions.
Mm.
The last legal hurdle to confront the measure, which is going to be on the ballot on the 6th, was cleaned up by the Michigan Court of Appeals. The move has been pushed forward by the United Automobile Workers Union, but it gets to the heart and core of an issue that a lot of people feel very, very strongly about, whether you lose or you win here in this one. It's very interesting to look at who's behind all of this. As many of you know who listen to me with regularity, I'm very opposed to public worker unions. I think public worker unions lead to nothing but the messes that we have now. Why should public workers have, well, you can say anybody has a right to it, but what's gained, why is the public better off? Because, and isn't that really the gauge here? How is the public better off having services provided by union members? The answer is it isn't. In fact, you can make an extraordinarily good case. The public is worse off. There certainly is plenty of supervision. You can look at any municipality. It's not like the reason for unions is to protect you from, let's see, the overzealousness of a boss, right?
Right.
Right, Richie, you run a company there in Washington, and if you were heavy-handed, probably some of the workers would want to have some kind of unity, and they'd go to a union rep, and they'd see if they could vote it in. But when it comes to public workers, there is no value, other than for the workers themselves, and the protections that are offered. I give you Los Angeles and the teacher who sent sperm around in cookies to his students. And the fact that the teachers union there protected this guy, argued in front of a judge, and tried to keep him from being fired. That's what the public employee unions are doing for you. And there are plenty of examples. It doesn't just have to go to the level of teachers, but people, public employees. I have a guy who is he was the building inspector in our town, and he got caught doing any number of things. They got him on they got him dead to right 4 to 5 different ways. And because of his status, he's protected. They're paying the guy $100,000 a year, and he's doing nothing. They can't fire him. Hey, how is this right? How does this make any sense to anybody who's got any common sense whatsoever? It's mindless. How much more than what you're getting for services? Why does it, in terms of a municipality, they are going to, you know, have to pay a rate? They're not going to do what a private individual. They're going to pay $8.50 an hour. They're going to pay you something that's worthwhile. And so all you do when you embrace unions in the public workplace is to make sure that you're going to pay more for services than you have to.
Well, and it gets to the point that it overlooks common sense. And,
right.
And
that's what this
quote,
is.
Unquote, rights of somebody who is really shouldn't have their specific rights, like the teacher with the cookies.
Yeah.
That guy shouldn't have any rights.
No. All right. Speaking of rights, I'm kind of trying to figure this out. You remember the Colorado shooting at the movie theater?
Yeah.
Family members of the victims there have been criticizing the relief fund that has raised $5 million to help them. There was a news conference yesterday afternoon in Aurora. Family said that while they appreciate the support, they're disappointed by what they're referred to as a disorganization on the part of the state officials in Colorado. Family members have complained they haven't been involved in decision-making and are now asking lawyers, this ought to be good, for help determining what to do with the money. So they're going to fight over the money. $5 million. Where did that $5 million, did it come from the movie theater owner? I thought this was money that was raised from just people who are concerned about it.
Yeah.
So why isn't it in some trust that these people have a committee? It doesn't make any sense. Does that make any sense to you?
Whenever you have somebody manage $5 million, there's always going to be a discrepancy.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. Back to Prince Harry for a minute.
No.
Apparently,
I just saw another picture, by the way, of five soldiers. I'm assuming British soldiers.
Yeah.
Wearing nothing but their guns, covering their private parts, saluting Prince Harry.
Well, this whole thing is not only there are stills, but there also is a video. And the person who's in possession of the video is shopping it around to see how much it's worth.
Bags.
Right. And
I've got to think to myself, if I'm a prince.
Hmm. You are a prince, Regina.
Yeah, I know. And I'm in Vegas.
Right.
In a room, sealed room, shut, with 10 people inside, whatever it is. I'm going to everybody, leave your cell phones at the door.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm taking off all my clothes and running around like a, whatever. Right.
Like a naked guy looking for women.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Marijuana. He's going to try marijuana, and he sees somebody holding a cell phone within 5 feet of him.
Yeah.
I'm taking that cell phone and throwing it up against the wall.
Or I'm not going to smoke marijuana, one or the other.
Right.
So the question for our social media, it would seem to me, Richie, this is probably a better Facebook question.
Sure.
If the video goes public, could this be the biggest royal scandal ever? Well, you can comment on that, too, if you'd like to. 800-510-8255. What's the big deal? The big deal is that he's naked. And he's sort of shown the picture I saw. He's sort of on kind of an awkward position over a woman.
Yes.
Is that
That's a fair statement.
That's a fair statement. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug or Rich at DougStefan.com. If the video goes public, could it be the biggest royal scandal ever? There have been plenty of them. And one wonders. Speaking of scandals, the Kristen Stewart scandal. Is that a scandal? Not really. But the relationship with Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, now in the focus again, there's a magazine article suggesting that the two spent an hour on the phone the other night and that they are trying their thinking about getting back together. Now, how would that become public? If two people, that'd be like you and your wife having a conversation and everybody knows about it, or me and my girlfriend or whoever it is, the description here is so vivid. Listen to this. On this emotional phone call, Kristen Stewart begged Robert Pattinson to take her back, pleaded with him to trust her again, which is okay. I think, you know, you go through stuff like this, and if you really care about the other person, then you try to work it out. You work through it. But how do they know this, these people who wrote the article? Stewart is apparently so desperate for Pattinson's forgiveness. This source says Pattinson feels sorry for her and is ready to speak to her face to face about everything that's happened. So, how do you know that? Who gets that information? If it's a private conversation between you and your spouse or you and your loved one, private means private.
That's what I used to love when Hillary and Bill used to have their knockdown dragouts.
Right, how did everybody know about it?
And then there was the statements. And then Hillary said, and then she punched him in the stomach. How do you know that?
Right. That's, I mean, it is crazy.
Once again.
Oh, my God.
If somebody were in the room when Bill and Hillary were having that conversation and physical altercation, I'm pretty sure they're not letting that person out of the room to go walk up to a newspaper and tell everybody what happened.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, it's a load.
It is kind of a load, isn't it, Richie? All right.
Now, I'm looking at an article in the Daily Mail, and I'm going to go investigate a little further.
Yeah.
But they claim to have the video already.
Ah, perfect.
I've got to go look at it.
What's it worth? 800-510-8255. In a moment, the galleys have been released. People have copies now of the new book by the SEAL with details. It's being released for the public on September 11th, but now apparently there are copies of it that have gotten into some people's hands and is being reviewed, and it's pretty compelling stuff. If you haven't heard that story, and chances are you haven't, we'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Which American general finalized the renewal of the Purple Heart during modern times? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1932, General Douglas MacArthur renamed the Badge of Military Merit the Purple Heart. and revised the criteria for receiving the award to include combat wounds. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
It's an amazing day, and you've connected to the Good Day program, trying to help you understand what some of the top topics conversationally may be today. Here's one, the first-hand account of the Navy SEAL, Mr. Bissonnette.
Mm-hmm.
Story about the raid that killed Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Contradictions, Richie.
Uh-oh. Shocker.
Previous, yeah, this is what... This is why.
The government has inside details on his book, and they're saying it's not true.
Well, no, actually, I don't know that, that may or may not be the case. I just find this interesting. In juxtaposition to the inside information supposedly given to the producers of the movie that comes out in a month or two, this account raises a lot of questions as to whether or not raises questions about whether or not there was a clear threat when the SEALs first fired on him. Remember, there was a story that he was reaching for
Bin Laden was reaching for a gun
weapon.
And they shot him in the head.
Yeah. This guy says no. Bin Laden was shot looking out of his bedroom door into the hallway of his compound. The SEALs ran up a narrow stairwell. This is from the book. And the book, by the way, is called No Easy Day. And he says that he was directed, he was behind the point man. So he was second going up the stairs. So he would have seen this stuff. Less than 5 steps from the top of the stairs, he heard suppressed gunfire from the man in front of him who'd seen a man peeking out of the door, and he shot him. The guy peeking out of the door was Bin Laden, as it turned out. They didn't know it was Bin Laden when they shot him.
Really?
That's what the book says. Apparently, the SEALs followed.
Hey, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that guy.
Yeah. He was crumbled up just on the floor in a pool of blood and a hole in the side of his head and 2 women wailing over his body. So, what do you think of that?
They'll turn it into a movie. Dramatic music.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He'll put a gun in Bin Laden's head.
Steven Spielberg
head.
And what's the other? Bruckheimer together.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway. There'll be a lot more of this stuff that'll come out in the next week or so before the book's released. 51 past the hour as you listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Howdy doody.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, what is in the next few minutes for you is a conversation about technology. Every day at this time, we bring you, first of all, Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter. And then there are always two or three things that are popping around that Richie and I, or Jennifer and I, are interested in talking about. Today, Palmer visits Google's homepage, which apparently, Richie, is the world's number one most visited website.
Mm-hmm.
Also makes it the number one place in the world to advertise. What do you suppose Google's homepage is worth? We'll find out from Shelley Palmer in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm inside a car shop where I was comparing new and used cars on AutoTrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google's homepage is the world's number one visited website. That also makes it the number one place in the world to advertise. Despite this, Google is usually kind enough to leave its homepage blank and uncomplicated, save for the search bar and a Google Doodle. That's why on Tuesday, the web took notice when an ad for Google's Nexus 7 tablet appeared on the page. The ad showed an animated tablet popping out underneath the search bar and then settling into a pocket in the page with the caption, "The playground is open." The company has put up ads for its products before, but it's a rare move. The ad indicates that Google is putting all its might behind the Nexus 7 ahead of the probable release of the new Kindle and the first 7-inch tablet from Apple this fall. Google has nothing to worry about so far. Analysts predict that it will sell over 8 million tablets by the end of the year. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Think we're making small talk when you come into a Red Wing shoe store? Think again. We're taking the time to get to know you and the work you do. It's the best way to find exactly the right boot for your job. We back that up with a broad selection of styles that are purpose-built and then custom fit for the work you do. So, we hope you'll put up with a little small talk. It's all for the purpose of helping you do your very big job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
All right, so Richie, help me with Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan on Good Day. Help me with this company HTC that also is being sued by Apple. We all heard the story about Samsung
and their $1 billion patent ruling to Apple against Samsung. Apparently Samsung is fighting hard to keep its smartphones and other devices in the store, taking all necessary measures to ensure the availability of our products in the U.S. market. So now apparently Apple is suing HTC.
Yep.
And you were explaining to me off the air what HTC is.
HTC is just another, just like Samsung, just another maker
provider.
Of cell phone. No, not a provider. They make the actual hardware, the actual phone itself, and it uses the hardware, and Apple is saying that they have infringed on some of our patents for some of their hardware and their software in the phone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had one?
No, I'm an iPhone guy, so.
Right. So how different are these phones from the iPhone? How different is the HTC phone or Samsung?
Well, all of the Androids are going to be similar. They'll each have their different, you know, characteristics.
But all they have done, I mean, this is how silly this is. You take apart, you go buy an Apple phone, and you take it apart, and you say, okay, this is how this works. We'll make one that looks just like this. Right?
It looks maybe just like it and maybe works just like it, but it cannot use the technology. They have to have their own technology.
Yeah, but can they go, instead of going straight down the street to get downtown, they take a detour and go around the construction
to
get
somehow.
Downtown.
Right.
Right.
Yes,
it's got to be
exactly.
Different somehow.
Right.
Apparently, the Samsung, not different enough. Story at DougStephan.com, which you may find interesting, having to do with your smartphone. Do you sell your phone? When you buy a new one.
I just sold my iPhone.
Did you really?
My iPhone 4, because I bought an iPhone 4S, I don't know, about a year ago, and I got $275 for my iPhone 4.
Who buys it?
I paid $200 for it.
Good for you, Richie.
Yeah, no, the people, if you were to go buy one from Apple and jailbreak it or basically open it to make it international, give it international capability, you void your warranty.
Ah.
So people don't want to pay the $600, you know, so they go out and they buy one for used for $275, $300, and they do whatever they want with it, and they can open it up.
All right. So you can check out at DougStephan.com the latest information with breakdowns for several different kinds of phones if you want to sell yours or trade it in. It's you got to be careful, though. You don't want hackers to get a hold of it.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.